Prepare yourself for invasion. This is Indie Invasion. With a roar, the Avatar of Set rose up from the node, leaping forward, his great brass-clawed feet spraying up a slew of shards from the polished obsidian flagstones. Carter rolled away and took shelter behind a nearby pillar as Indigo rose to her feet, shoving Horace down behind a particularly large canopic jar. She raised her pistol and fired, the shot glancing off the armored head of the huge beast. The Avatar turned towards her and raised a hand. Indigo felt a chill and a rack of pain as the creature drew from her an amber mist. Her vision dulled and she staggered, the very essence of her life drawn away. She was strong, however, and was quick to recover, bringing her hand around with a surety of one long practiced in survival to draw forth her long whip. She lashed out with it, catching the Avatar by one of the golden fins on his helm. She pulled with all her might, and the Avatar's head bowed, and he fell to one knee. Carter, seizing the moment, leaped from cover and fired a shot directly into one of the large canopic jar-shaped tanks the creature bore on its back. The huge bullet hit home, and there was an explosion of sorts. Not fire, but that same amber mist that the creature had drawn from Indigo. It turned with a hiss, shaking Indigo's whip free and producing a huge bronze kopesh. The blade rang in the air as the sword was swung, Carter swaying back to avoid its keen edge. The blade struck a statue, shards of stone spraying across the chamber like birdshot. Horace, his eyes wide, stood and with an unedifying wail beat a hasty retreat towards the stairs leading up to the sunlight and safety. The Avatar stalked Carter, the archaeologist sheltering behind a statue of Set himself and keeping the massive stone artwork firmly between himself and that wicked blade. A few words were uttered by the creature, and with a wave of its hand, the ground beneath Carter's feet began to soften, turning to quicksand. Damn, he thought. The bloody thing knows alchemancy. Before he could sink more than a few inches, he brought forth a small brass container and flipped the lid open. Breathing in the blue and gray fumes that emerged, he stepped forward, his form becoming insubstantial momentarily, just long enough to clear the mire. Carter knew that he would be lucky to survive this. He had very few essences that he could make, and most of those had just been used up. The Avatar let out what seemed, to all present, to be an ancient curse, and charged. As it raised the great kopesh, Indigo leaped, landing squarely between its shoulders. She fired three shots in rapid succession into the back of the beast's head, all but one ricocheting off the stout armor. Dropping the sword, the creature reached back with both hands, seeking the adventurer's form. She was quick and agile, however, avoiding its grasp and dropping to the floor, taking shelter amongst the canopic jars. Turning its gaze back to Carter, the Avatar bent and took up its blade again, the brass scoring a deep groove in the stone as it was dragged along. Carter walked backwards, keeping the beast squarely in his sights, firing shot after shot. Each shell struck home, some blasting great holes in the creature's hide, and some glancing harmlessly off the myriad of metal parts that seemed to make the Avatar up. Indigo joined the fusillade, the beast wading through a hail of bullets. Again it raised a hand, pointing at the retreating archaeologist. The amber mist was drawn from him, and as he stumbled, falling over a canopic jar, he noted, with an almost idle curiosity, that several of the bullet wounds on the creature had closed. He struggled to rise, his vision blurry as the avatar strode forward, its blade sweeping from side to side. Indigo leaped again at the beast but was batted away, slamming into a pillar and dropping onto the sand-covered stones like a rag doll. Carter sat upright on his knees, yet determined to die like an Englishman. He raised his pistol and pulled the trigger, only to hear the forlorn click of hammer on empty chamber. Raising itself up on huge brass-sheathed legs, the beast drew back its blade, and just as all seemed lost, a golden bird streaked across the chamber, clawing and biting at the head and hands of the avatar. "Seek, bird, seek!" Horus cried, his construct companion harrying the huge form. The avatar turned, swinging the kopesh in great arcs as the bird weaved and dove. Carter's mind raced. He turned and laid his hand upon a golden canopic jar, one of the more elaborate ones in the chamber. In his mind, there were sudden, whispered voices. Voices that seemed urgent. Clutching the jar to his chest, he ran for the stairs, pulling Horus after him, as the Toph stood grinning like an imbecile at the scene below. "I say that hawk was worth every guinea, don't you think, old chap?" Carter cursed and shoved the aristocrat into the tunnel leading up to the surface. As he ran, reloading his gun, he could hear the voices in his mind get stronger, more urgent in their tone. Horus fell out of the doorway, rolling down a dune outside the temple as Carter drew up, shouting to the assembled workers nearby to run. They started to move as the lintel above the door exploded, the avatar crashing through. Suddenly, Carter's mind flooded with the will of another entity. He saw scenes of carnage and bloodshed, as well as great beauty. He raised his gun and fired, and at the same time, he felt a flood of alchemantic power, his hand drawing back, sheathed in a black globe of energy. The avatar halted, lowering the kopesh. It bowed its head slightly and drew itself upright. The beast, for all the world, appeared to be standing guard. "Well, I'll be damned," Carter heard the voice of Horus say. "Isn't that a rum thing?"
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.